Chapter 4. The World of Language. Unit 8. The Big Deal About Small Talk.
Small talk is casual conversation that, on the surface, seems unimportant. Happening almost everywhere, it takes place between people who do not know each other well. It often involves short conversations about common interests.Shoppers may use small talk to pass the time while waiting in line to pay for items. A hairdresser might keep up a steady conversation of small talk with the customer whose hair is being styled. A waitress who is skilled at small talk may receive a larger tip from guests at a restaurant. Co-workers may exchange a few words about the weather at the water cooler. The most common situations for small talk, however,are at parties or social gatherings. At such times, small talk is used to strike up conversations with strangers. Although the topics may be nothing serious, the act of engaging in small talk can actually be extremely significant. In many situations, small talk fills uncomfortable silences, setting people at ease. Through small talk, people can get to know one another.They can exchange information and share facts about their lives, such as what they do for a living or how they like to spend their free time. In gaining some sense of each other, people discover common ground. Indeed, small talk is essential to developing relationships. It is the match that lights the fire of friendship. The way small talk is used and valued varies by culture. Suitable topics for small talk are not universal.For example, in American culture, questions about personal income are not acceptable. However, in Malaysia, asking about someone's salary is a normal part of small talk. In the United Arab Emirates, where female family life is extremely private, questions about a person's wife or daughters are off limits. In many cultures, formal business meetings begin with a certain amount of small talk.How long small talk should last will depend on the culture. In a business meeting in Turkey, small talk happens before any business discussion. In that culture, business relationships are built on personal rapport and friendship. Such rapport is considered essential to doing business. Germans, however, tend to consider small talk a waste of time in business meetings. They prefer to get right to the point of the meeting.While what is shared through small talk can build understanding between people, it can also send subtle messages. These messages can prepare others to participate effectively in a later meeting or to listen carefully during a lecture or speech. Those who are effective at making good first impressions through small talk are seen as better communicators in more formal situations.A person's skill at small talk may make a difference in competitive situations, such as a job interview. When faced with two interviewees of similar qualifications and ability, first impressions may win out. The hiring manager is more likely to choose the person who created the best impression walking in the door. Which one took time to build rapport with the interviewer?Which one used small talk before the formal interview to create a comfortable atmosphere? Most likely, that is the person who will be chosen for the job. One study focusing on communication skills looked at business school graduates. Researchers were interested to see if there was any relation between the conversation skills of the graduates and success in their careers. 10 years after graduation,It was found that the most successful graduates were those with good conversation skills. They had the ability to speak to just about anyone using small talk. They also had the clear ability to make others feel at ease through conversation. Needless to say, their skill at presenting in front of audiences was excellent as well.